Shalom from Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh. This is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky with Sem Torah for Parshat Shemot. In the Midrashim, there seems to be a number of different opinions as to when the enslavement of the Jews in Mitzrayim actually began. The Midrash in Parshat Vayichi tells us that once Yaakov Avinu died, the enslavement began. The Midrash in this week's Parshat Shemot tells us that only once Yosef died did the enslavement actually begin. There's a third opinion that Rashi mentions in Parshat Vayera that the enslavement did not officially begin until all the Shvatim died. A fourth approach asserts that it wasn't until all of the Jews who entered Mitzrayim with Yaakov died that the enslavement actually began. How can we make sense of these four different opinions? When did the servitude in Egypt actually begin? The Shem Yishmuel explains that anything that occurs in the physical world has its root in the spiritual world. The same is true of the Gezerot of Mitzrayim. At first the Gezerot were purely spiritual in nature, and eventually the Gezerot entered the physical world as well. We know that the root of all evil in the world is Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, and Shfichut Damim. Before we were subjected to a physical enslavement by the Egyptians, we were first subjected to the challenges of a spiritual enslavement. Enslavement to the evils that existed in Mitzrayim, and much effort was necessary in order to battle against the negative influences of Egyptian culture. So long as our pre-Galut leaders were alive, their spirituality and holiness had a tremendously positive influence on the Bnei Israel and gave them the wherewithal to withstand the spiritual challenges of living in Egypt. The sin of Avodah Zarah comes from a lack of appropriate seichel, appropriate wisdom. Once Yaakov Avinu died, the challenge of clarity of belief became increasingly more difficult, and it became harder for Bnei Israel to withstand the pull towards Avodah Zarah. Yosef HaTzadik was able to withstand the nisayon of Eshet Potiphar, and once he died, the challenge of Gilui Arayot became increasingly more difficult for Bnei Israel to withstand. We no longer felt the influence of Yosef. The Shvatim, even though the relationship between them was not always perfect, did ultimately live in a state of absolute harmony, and so long as any of the brothers were alive, their influence was able to give Bnei Israel the strength to withstand the Shvichat Damim that was rampant in Egypt. Finally, so long as any of the Jews who entered Mitzrayim were alive, Bnei Israel were not yet subjected to the physical servitude of Egypt. Once all of the Yordai Mitzrayim were no longer with Klal Yisrael, once every Jew who had tasted the freedom, beauty, and independence of living in Eretz Yisrael had passed away, there was no one left to connect Bnei Israel firsthand to Eretz Yisrael. The Jews of Mitzrayim at that point were no longer to escape their physical servitude. They lost all connection to Eretz Yisrael. May Kadosh Baruch Hu grant us the zechut to be constantly connected to Eretz Yisrael, no matter where we are, and may this connection help us navigate whatever challenges come our way, be they spiritual or physical. Shabbat Shalom.